In just over 3 weeks, Tri-City residents will find out who will represent their respective ridings in Ottawa. The 2021 federal election is scheduled for September 20. Each registered Canadian citizen aged 18 and older in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody Coquitlam is set to receive a voter information card in the mail before September 10, which will explain where and when they'll have the opportunity to cast a ballot. It's unclear as of this publication, August 28, where ballot boxes will be placed across the Tri-Cities. You will be required to bring ID such as a driver's license or any other card issued by a Canadian government that shows your photo, name and current address, or two pieces of ID with your name and current address, on at least one card. Vote by Mail Elections Canada is once again offering a vote by mail option in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, but interested residents must apply online to do so by 6 p.m. on September 14. The nonpartisan organization says kits are coming very soon. Typically, the process takes up to 72 hours, but things may take a bit longer over these first few days as we get things up and running. Once a voter receives a kit and decided a candidate, they must write the name on the ballot, then place it in a provided prepaid envelope to place in the mail. Those choosing vote by mail can also bring the sealed envelope to their local Elections Canada office. However, the organization says once you've successfully applied for a mail-in ballot, you cannot vote by any other method. Advanced Voting Elections Canada has listed 4 different days for eligible constituents to cast a ballot if they've already selected a candidate. Polling stations are set to follow health and safety protocols amid the COVID-19 pandemic, same for voting on Election Day, September 20. Advanced voting polls will be open between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on each of the following: Friday, September 10, Saturday, September 11, Sunday, September 12, Monday, September 13. The advanced poll locations will be indicated on your voter information card. Vote at Elections Canada offices. A special balloting process will be implemented if a resident is choosing to vote at either of Elections Canada's 2 offices in the Tri-Cities. Now, this particular method won't include a list of candidates or the party they're affiliated with. Elections Canada explains a blank space will be provided that will only require the first and last name of the candidate. You do not have to write the name of the political party, but if you do, your vote will still be counted as long as you also write the name of the candidate you're voting for. If you write only the name of a political party, your vote won't be counted. The deadline to apply for Elections Canada's special ballot is 6 p.m. on September 14. However, the organization also says once you've successfully applied for this particular ballot, you cannot vote by any other method. Tri-City Elections Canada office locations are as follows: Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Westwood Centre, 2748 Loheed Highway, Port Coquitlam 1-866-499-8027. Returning Officer: Patricia Kostick. Port Moody Coquitlam, 1085 Woolridge Street, Coquitlam 1-866-546-7615. Returning Officer: Jane Pickering. Once these offices officially open for voting, the hours of operation will be Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. Voting on Election Day. Voters in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody Coquitlam will still be able to endure the thrill of casting their ballot on Decision Day, September 20. Elections Canada says in-person voting will follow public health guidelines amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Constituents' respective locations to vote will be determined and displayed on their voter information card, and polls are scheduled to be open between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. For more information, you're encouraged to visit Elections Canada's website. Potential candidates for Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody Coquitlam have until Monday, August 30, to submit a nomination form.